Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast. I'd like to spend time regularly talking with you about some aspect of life, the universe, and everything. And I want to use two stories from sports to try and help you focus in on being the best that you can be. The first one is from Saquon Barkley, who, if you don't know who he is, he was a running back for Penn State, who is the second draft pick in the NFL draft. He was drafted by the Giants. It's his first training camp and his first Father's Day with the team. And he told a wonderful story about his father. And it was released on Father's Day, which makes a lot of sense, of course. And he tells a story about when he was 13 or 14 years old, he was playing with a youth football team and really wasn't getting on the field all that much and thought he would quit. And he went to his father to tell him about the choice, and his father told him a story about his own life. And understand, his uncle is a former world champion boxer, Iran Barkley. And what his father told him was about in his own life, how there was a time where he got hurt and while sparring. The man loved boxing. And basically, when all is said and done, he got hurt, tried to box again in his 30s, but he had quit boxing, you know, when his shoulder was hurt. And when he tried, it was easy for him to give up because he had given up earlier in his life. For many of us, we start to give up. We start to make excuses for why we don't put our mind to things. And I know it's true of me that there have been times I have very good stories for why I don't take action, and where I don't really push myself hard. And the result winds up being that, frankly, I lose. And I'm wondering how many of you lose because you make it comfortable and convenient for yourself to quit. The other story I want to tell you, it's more of a quote from a baseball player, Pete Rose. And Rose was a maniac. He should have been in the Hall of Fame, but his gambling problem got the best of him, and he is yet to be elected. He is not eligible to be voted on. And what Rose said was, never give away an at-bat. That remark, never give away an at-bat, is a reminder for all of us to do our best, because you never know what will be happening as a result of giving up an at-bat. After all, the difference between someone who hits 300 and someone who bats 270 is often 10 hits per 100 at-bats over the course of a season. 30 more hits. It's not a big number, is it? 10 hits per 100 at-bats. And sometimes, you know, you go up to hit, you're not in the mood, or you're a little tired, or some people may be hungover or worse, and the result winds up being that there's a difference between hitting 270 and 300. You want to be a 300 hitter? Never give away an at-bat. Want to be successful? Don't quit on yourself or on others, and push other people to be great too. So I hope you found this helpful. And if you did and you're interested in my coaching, you reach out to me, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you heard the show. I just like knowing that it's helpful to folks. And once we're connected, message me and we'll schedule a time to speak about coaching. Hope you have a great day. Take care.